Now, the Sweetest Gift is a pop-up dessert bar whose mission it is to provide transplant recipients and those living with chronic illness a stable and flexible workplace. To talk to us a little bit more, we are joined now by CEO and founder Patricia Shates. Patricia, thank you so much for swinging by this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Tess.
So tell us, what inspired you to start The Sweetest Gift?
Well, I'm first and foremost a pastry chef, but I guess secondary to that, I'm also a transplant recipient and someone with a chronic illness. So I guess it's my own experience that really shaped what is now our little pop-up dessert restaurant and hopefully future permanent space as well. So, yeah.
And speaking of the permanent space, mm-hmm. I know that that's kind of the special goal you guys have at the moment.
Absolutely, yep. That's what we're ultimately looking for is our own home, essentially, where we can really expand what we're doing and help a whole lot more people.
And you mentioned that you are a transplant recipient as well. What was the experience in trying to find a job after that?
It's always been really difficult, and I guess I'd never really considered it prior to my transplant, but it actually took me breaking my hand one sunny afternoon, so to speak, to really realise, what do other people do in my situation? And I'd never really considered it. I'd actually never had stable employment, and it was that moment that I kind of went, I need to sort of check this out, and the idea sort of spawned and went to a few other friends that were also recipients, and they kind of said, we're the same, and that really sort of sparked an idea. And so we sent out a survey and we got 320 responses, and it was
wow,
phenomenal, like nothing short of phenomenal. And it really echoed my thought process. And I think the statistic was over 80% came back and said, we either don't work or we work casually because of our health. And that was, you couldn't deny that. There was definitely a need. And first and foremost, it was because of their health that they couldn't work, and they needed a flexible and stable and understanding work environment. And that's exactly what we wanted to then provide. So that's what started the charity itself and then the idea behind the dessert bar.
So how many people are involved at the moment?
We've got our lovely little team of 15 staff, little volunteers, myself included, my husband Russell included, and they are just simply amazing.
And so tell us as well, what are some of the important factors that employers would need to consider when it comes to, you know, supporting people who have had organ transplants? Because like you said, that 80% statistic is terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's nothing to be scared of. I mean, I've always been upfront and honest and fully disclosing my circumstances in order to just lay it all out. I mean, if people can't sort of accept what my circumstance is, then it's not worth working for that employer. But I think employers just need to understand that our circumstances are a little bit different. We just need a little bit more flexibility and a little bit of understanding. It's not easy being unwell for a very, very long time. And most of us have been unwell most of our lives, if not all. And we just need a little bit of understanding and just a little bit of flexibility around not every 2 days are the same. So that's simply all it is.
And I've seen the Instagram you guys have put up. It is incredible. Tell us where we can get involved, where we can go check out The Sweetest Gift.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are located inside the City Tattersalls Club, which is 198 Pitt Street. We're on level one inside the Zest restaurant. We're there every Wednesday night from 5:30 till 9:30. And we're also obviously on our website, which is www.sweetestgift.org.au, and Facebook and Instagram obviously as well.
We'll get the links up on the podcast. Patricia, thank you so much for swinging by.
Thank you so much, Tess.
That was Patricia Shwaites. She is the CEO and founder of The Sweetest Gift, a pop-up dessert bar whose mission it is to provide transplant recipients and those living with chronic illness a stable and flexible workplace.